Welcome to the Mind Goal Hour. This is Jeff Bellier. Thanks for coming back once again. If this is your first time, welcome. Mind Goal is about what it sounds like, about achieving goals using your mind. And our opening phrase is usually, do you have a goal in mind? And I'm adding some mottos as I go along and want to tell you how we approach this mind goal, goal achievement strategies. We balance or practical, I like to think we balance, we attempt to balance the practical side of doing the necessary groundwork to define our goals. And then we balance that by taking a look at an intuitive side of us that may have lost some strength as we've taken a few trips around the sun. And so we look at building that up, and as a matter of fact, we really try to add muscle to that intuitive side that may uncover some things about your goals and your view of life today that may bring us a subtle surprise or may bring a startling new wisdom about who you are and where you want to go and where you want, what you want to be in this life. And so Mind Goal, Goal Achievement Strategies, and this is the Mind Goal Hour. My name is Jeff. There's a call-in number on your screen if you have something you'd like to discuss, a little autobiography, or if you have a question or anything that comes to mind as you're listening today, please feel invited to make the call or whenever you feel like it and come right into the show. I'd be happy to hear from you. What we suggest with Mind Goal is that you keep your mind on your goal. We're going to talk about defining that. But then let your heart, your passion, take care of the details. Now keep in mind, we're talking about a balance, that we're going to do the groundwork, the solid base first. But then we do some inner work in Mind Goal. You'll find that pardon me for being rude, I always offer pie when I begin the program. And so I just want to remind you that we start each program with pie. So make yourself comfortable, and I'll tell you about today's specials. We have a pie with 8 pieces. And the pieces that we serve, I'm going to run through them, but then we're going to go back one by one. And today, we're going to approach it a little differently than I have in the past few programs. We're going to go through each of the 8 pieces of pie. Oh, pie is an acronym, by the way. It's an acronym for primary, inner, exploration. So what we're doing is taking a look at your goals, and we're using a nice little graphic. Think of a piece of pie cut into 8 pieces. Today's specials are health and fitness, another piece, relationships, career satisfaction, home and comfort, community and team spirit, the legacy that you would like to leave, your priority mission in this life, and your sense of self. Now, you may be very clear about some pieces of this pie, and you may be fuzzy on some others. You may have not ever taken the time or had the inclination to write your goals and define your goals. But part of Mind Goal, Goal Achievement Strategies suggest that you do write your goals. There are many studies that talk about people who have achieved goals and what a huge percentage of those who actually achieve their goals actually submit them to writing and take time to define them. A little twist that I offer in Mind Goal is that through the inner exploration, we may find that even though we have started with very practical, traditional methods of defining goals and that we have built a solid base, that by doing inner work, by going into more of an intuitive sense of our goals without the words, if you will, without the logic, not that it's illogical or irrational, but that there is a wisdom within us that in the work that we do in Mind Goal that we very often tap a little wellspring of insight or knowledge or something that can really change our perspective and really alter our goals, either somewhat or entirely, or certainly can change our priorities. So we're going to do the practical work. We're going to talk about these 8 pieces of pie, the primary inner exploration. But today, each time that we talk about a particular piece of pie, and I'm going to go through in this hour, I'm going to go through the 8 pieces of pie. In the next couple of weeks, I have some very interesting guests who have achieved some incredible goals, and we'll talk about the methods they use and how it fits with what we preach on the Mind Goal Hour. So I mentioned the integrity of your goals, and let's just start by way of explanation. You know, as you think about a goal in each of these categories that we'll mention, now you may have attained a goal and be very satisfied in each of these. And I just want to remind you of some great wisdom that teacher Ramana Maharshi offers, that He refers to people who are awakened and those who have not awakened, those who are aspiring to awaken. And he says that the aspirant, those who are aspiring to awaken, meditate in this case, or define their goals, or go into this inner work, meditate to attain. The aspirant meditates, to use that word for now, meditates to attain. And that those who have awakened, those who have achieved their goal, need this same kind of inner work and revisiting to the structural integrity of where they are in life to maintain the position they've achieved in their goal. And I think that certainly in my life and lives of people I've known, a couple of things have happened. Number one, they didn't take the critical first step that we talk about in Mind Goal, and that is to go inside, to do the inner work, to uncover some of those hidden motives or unknown to us or that need to be rediscovered that have us define our goals. We can, this may not be a jolting surprise to you, we can be emotionally manipulated by people around us, but not with ill intent necessarily. Certainly, it's important to believe, and I believe it's true, that you know, our best support, our spouse, our significant other, the people we work with, the people around us, our friends and family want the very best for us. Their view of what is the very best for us comes from their perspective, and it may not be our personal integrity. It may not be what we really want, and so that's one side of the coin, that we may be manipulated knowingly or unknowingly into defining a certain goal or even spending our life in a pursuit of a goal or a portion of our life in pursuit of a goal that really is not something that we have a passion for, that's really not in our heart of hearts who we want to be. You know, there was a philosopher in the 19th century, William James, who was very pragmatic and philosophical and spent a lot of time in philosophy and psychology and wrote a lot of works. And there was a friend of his, John J. Chapman, who had this to say about his friend William James, and I'm quoting John Chapman. "It has sometimes crossed my mind that James wanted to be a poet and an artist, and there lay in him, beneath the ocean of metaphysics, a lost Atlantis of fine arts. And he really hated philosophy and all its works, and pursued them only as Hercules might spin, or as a prince in a fairy tale sorts seeds for an evil dragon, or as anyone might patiently do some careful work for which he has no aptitude." So this is one of the dragons that I ask you to face, that you may be pursuing a goal that's not in your heart of hearts, that your mind has logically accepted this as a goal or defined this as a goal, but that your passion is really not there. You're simply using your mind to take care of the details, and that it's not true to you. Now, you may be aware of this. You may not be aware of it at all. And you may be perfectly on target. However, you may find in this Mind Goal Hour and in the exercises we do or in Mind Goal Hours to come, God willing, that there's another perspective, there's another view of life that emerges in this work that we do. Because when I speak of a primary inner exploration, in truth, it's actually a secondary. So in my experience, what the mind presents to us, what we've learned and accepted as truth and accepted as our goals and our identity, if you will, as our primary being, really went through some... No, I don't want to use harsh words, but social coercion. It sounds a little harsh. But that we are taught to be a certain way, to think a certain way. As Americans, we're taught to think and think and think and think and think. And in my premise and in the paradigm that I build, we've done that at the expense of an inner wisdom, of an intuitive sense of being, of a primary identity, the loss of a primary identity, or at least the covering over, or the need to rediscover really a primary identity, that as we look at the world, especially if we suffer from what Thoreau called quiet desperation, that most men live a life of quiet desperation, if there is something in us that, a stirring, a sense that there's something missing in our life, that there's a quiet desperation in our life, and it can be very quiet, and desperation is, again, a powerful word. But if there's a quiet sense, if there's some, that there's this uneasiness that there's something missing, you know, I know this has happened to me. I have assessed my life at certain points along the road, or it spins around the sun, and I've looked at my life and said, I have a beautiful relationship with my wife. She's gorgeous. She's wonderful. She has a heart the size of Oklahoma and bigger, and I love where I live, and I'm driving my Mercedes, and I like the work I do. I love the work I do. I'm a servant leader, if you will. I have a radio show now on the internet, and I look at all that, and it should add up to 100. It should add up to your life is perfect. You're healthy, and and good looking. My wife will affirm that, and life is beautiful for you. And yet I have had times when I have assessed that, only to feel a sense of emptiness that. Something's missing. Something isn't right. And my goal is about that, finding that, rediscovering that primary identity, that primary being that is us, because with that discovery, whether it comes as a rush of sudden wisdom or it kind of slowly begins to emerge as we do this work and other work that we might do, that a life worth living presents itself, a life that has Well, biblically, it says that you can step into perfection. There's a point where you contact, and I'm going to go a little more cosmic today. I can feel the tugs of that, that we can connect to what I'll comfortably call God, our higher self, if you will, or power greater than we are as an individual, that we can, by doing this primary inner exploration of assessing our goals, we can lay the foundation and set that not aside, but set that knowing that that is there. We don't need to keep revisiting the foundation once we've settled it. Now, this is an important distinction because in this work, we will revisit the foundation early on because we want to check the structural integrity. And by structural integrity, I mean the integrity of your goal from your heart of hearts. Is it honestly your goal? Is it honestly a goal or a wish or a hope or, you know, like wishing you would quit smoking, wishing you would eat less, wishing you would now exercise, wishing that you would find a better job? But wishing you wanted to, there's a big difference between wishing that you wanted to quit smoking and wanting to quit smoking. If you want something, you'll do it. Right now, if you want a drink of water, you'll simply get up and go to the refrigerator or go to the faucet and get a drink of water. If you wish you wanted a drink of water, if you wish you wanted to quit smoking, well, you won't make that move. You'll simply stay in that place. So with mind goal achievement strategies, we not only seek the balance of the practical intuitive, we emphasize the need to pay a particular attention to the very first step in your goal defining, in your dreams of goal achievement, so you don't end up like John Chapman thought James did, that he really just was sorting seeds, that he really just didn't live that life of a poet or an artisan, because that's a great example, because those of us who move that way as the writer, as the poet, as the artist, who brought that up in our middle school years or our teen years, most often, depending on our family, if we grew up in a family of artists and poets and those who really enjoy the arts, then we may have fortunately been encouraged along that line. But more often than not, I think that's safe to say, that when we begin to talk like that, what we heard was get a real job. You know, study finance, study history, study, become a teacher, become a banker, become something that is solid and has a solid base. And we may have abandoned that poetry and that art, or we may have it as an avocation, and that may be the balance that we need. But if there's something that, as you're listening to this show, that responds, yes, I do have a goal in mind, then not only may you find a model for defining it and moving in the direction of your dreams, you may discover the pearl of great price. You may discover something within you that has long been buried that emerges and changes your life entirely. So let's start on that pie, okay? Let's talk about the first piece of pie. What I would like you to do as we go through each of these is to look at where you are. And as I said, if you have reached your goal in terms of health and fitness, then the visualization that we'll do, the inner work we'll do, is about maintaining that goal. Because I think that's easy to relate to, that we have achieved certain things in our life only to one or two things, see them not fulfill us and not be as satisfying as we had hoped, or if they are, that we have let that goal slip, or we have moved in a different direction and lost sight of that goal in favor of other distractions in life. And so if something in you says health and fitness, yes, I want to hear about that, I want to talk about that, then what I'd ask you to do, and if you have pen and paper handy, that's great. If not, just keep in mind, keep your goal in mind. This is Mind Goal Hour, about health and fitness. And what I'd like you to do is just now begin to think about or write about what your goals are in terms of health and fitness, whether it's adopting an exercise program, stepping up your exercise program, complementing your exercise program if you do yoga and feel that strength training would be a good complement to it, or my wife is a yoga teacher and we take a walk every evening from 1.5 to 3 miles, depending on where we happen to be living at the time, but we do that every night. And that is part of a maintenance that we want to stay healthy and we want to stay fit. We're vegans. I'm just giving these autobiographical notes just to spur some imagination for you. But just, if you would, visualize or just begin to think of or write down goals that you have in the areas of health and fitness. And writing them down would be your first piece of pie this afternoon. Write down or think of your goals in health and fitness. What would that goal be? What would those goals be? And write a few of them. And take a minute to do that while I babble on. And coming back to that, I didn't babble on too long. Coming back to that, what I would like you to do now is come with me on a little guided imagery or an inner exploration or a little visual journey, if you will. And to begin this journey, what I ask you first to do is just to become quietly aware of where you are right now. You're somewhere with your computer on, listening to internet radio, listening to Jeff Bellier, the Mind Goal Hour. And we offer goal achievement strategies, the practical beginnings of goal achievement, by goal definition, by defining them. And I offer, my particular model has 8 pieces of pie or 8 areas of life to look at. Yours may have more or less. And today we're beginning with health and fitness. We begin by defining the goals, thinking of those goals. And with each piece of pie today, what we're going to do is move into the area, as I said, of guided imagery, of visualization. So, and we begin with quiet awareness. You've already defined your goals. You have them written down. You're looking at them in front of you, or you're keeping them in mind. So you're keeping your goal in mind. And remember our little motto that we're developing, keep your goal in mind. And then let your heart take care of the details. Once your heart, your inner wisdom, agrees with your goals, believes in your goals, has faith in your goals, can visualize and see, can imagine, but it goes beyond imagination, can get in touch with those goals and see them as real and as attainable, your heart will move you in that direction. And it will move you left or right or another exercise today. And as soon as you can move that into a place where your heart and mind both agree with your goal, and you will do the work to maintain that, you will attain that. If you do the work to attain it, and you do attain it, this work will maintain it. I hope I didn't tie too much of a knot there. So keep your mind on your goal. And now, wherever you are, other than driving a car or operating some machinery, but even then, this exercise will keep you alert. The difference would be closing your eyes or opening your eyes. If it's comfortable for you, once you've defined your goals and you have those in mind, and after you have just taken a moment to be quietly aware of where you are, right this moment, it's as simple as that. I'm asking you to do nothing more than be quietly aware of where you are. So stop in the next 10 seconds of silence and just notice where you are on this planet, where you are sitting, where you are standing, what colors are around you, what textures are around you, the temperature of your clothes, the weight of your clothes, the feeling of your skin, just who's there. Just quietly go inside without the narrative, other than listening to me, over these next 10 seconds, just be quietly aware. And we're told when we do begin to do radio work that not to be afraid of dead air. Those 10 seconds were excruciatingly long for me because I wasn't saying anything and I know I'm on internet radio. In those 10 seconds of quiet awareness, you might have found that you began to narrate, you began to question, thoughts came to mind. 10 seconds is a long time to just stop thinking and be quietly aware. So to extend that quiet awareness, and remember, we're keeping our goals in mind, that in the back of your mind, in the quiet corner of the back of your mind, and they're going to just kind of relax into a nice, easy chair, are those goals, and those health and fitness goals that you're keeping in mind? You're keeping them in mind, but you're letting them relax to the back of your mind while we go into an inner, deeper inner exploration. We go into a quiet awareness. And to extend that quiet awareness, and you'll find that you'll be able to do this in the next 10 seconds of silence if I choose to do that. I'm not sure I'm going to. But stay in that mode of just quiet awareness and let those goals that you've written down that you thought about, let them just kind of go into a little back room, if you will, in your mind. There's a nice little comfortable room. They're just going to go in there and rest, and there'll be seeds. They'll germinate. Know that the work is being done, that your heart, that we're going to the heart wisdom, we're going after that heart wisdom, is going to work with your mind to take care of the details. What's amazing about this is that once your goals are clear and you revisit them and you spend time in this inner exploration, that the details become very obvious to you, that what needs to be done becomes very obvious to you, and this is really important. What happens is that instead of all that time that you may have formerly taken in the should I or shouldn't I, should I do this, shouldn't I do this, is this the way to do it, maybe this is a way to do it, and we get in that constant inner dialogue, as we quiet that down with this inner work combined with the groundwork, the solid base, what begins to happen is that inner dialogue that questions your decision begins to go quiet. And because your heart and your mind are now in agreement, you have a direct line in your breath. Is that direct line, if you haven't picked up that hint? That what happens is the should I or shouldn't I begins to go quiet as well, and you begin to trust your judgment. It's an amazingly beautiful movement that you move in the directions of your dreams. It's automatic. It's like breathing is automatic, yet it's that bridge between the automatic, those things that go on automatically for us, our digestion, our respiration, our breathing, of course, but all the different inner systems of circulation of our blood, the pumping of our heart, it all happens automatically. We also have a choice. We can move. We can scratch our head, tie our shoe, take a walk. So we have a voluntary and an involuntary and automatic part of our life. What we're doing is bringing those into balance, and the breath is the beautiful bridge, because the breath uniquely is automatic. We don't have to pull our finger to inhale or to walk or anything. We automatically do that. Yet we can tune into our breathing, and we can notice when we inhale, and we can notice when we exhale, and we actually can, up to a point, control that. We can take a deeper breath, and we can let it out gently and slowly. So now what I would like you to do as we move deeper into this exploration that I'm kind of sneaking in is that revisit that quiet awareness that we did a moment ago or a few minutes ago. Only now, to maintain that quiet awareness, that we've put our goals in the back of our mind, they're still there, they're very conscious of what we're doing, but we're focusing on our inner work now. We've built the base, we're just going in the inner work. Go back to that quiet awareness and revisit that quiet awareness. Just once again, this is so simple. If you would just do this, we could end the program and your life would begin to take on new meaning. If you could simply go into periods of quiet awareness and sustain them for a time. Once you've established, you put them in mind, you put your goal in mind, you've written your goal down. If you would go into quiet awareness, just in this quiet time of just being quietly aware of where you are, what's in the room, what's in your environment, the sounds, the taste, the breeze of a fan, the cool air, the cold air, depending on where you live, the hot air, depending on where you live. And you were simply aware of it. You simply allowed it to be without your inner narrative, without you deciding whether it's good or bad or right or wrong. And that's a whole other show. I hope I don't go down that road, but I may. While you're in this quiet awareness, pick up on your breathing. By that, I simply mean notice when you're inhaling. Stay in the quiet awareness. We're just going to layer this on it. Notice when you're inhaling. and notice when you're exhaling. Now, just moving your attention to your breathing may alter that natural rhythm, but just for a time, it'll soon settle into its natural rhythm. As a matter of fact, let's do this. Let's start with a quiet awareness, and now purposely take a deep breath, and take a deep breath, deep enough and strong enough so that you hear the inrush of air, you make a noise. So we're going to do this together. You ready? We're going to take a deep breath. Hold it. And now just gently and slowly allow it to go out. And did you stay in the quiet awareness? Stay in the quiet awareness. And now just notice when you inhale. And notice when you exhale. Staying quietly aware. And we're getting close to going into some guided imagery, some visualization about your goal. And just kind of go back and make sure those goals are still there in the back of your mind. Look at the paper or just kind of go back and pick up on those goals again. Now those goals are there and they're active and they're solidifying. They're building the foundation of this work that we're doing. They are the groundwork. And now with this quiet awareness, now that you're quietly aware, just following your breathing and listening to the sound of my voice, and you can leave your eyes open because you can visualize. Visualize a big purple rabbit on a skateboard going down a hill with your eyes open. You can do it, right? Okay. As a matter of fact, now that I've said that, do not visualize a big purple rabbit on a skateboard going down a hill. So too late, right? You have that visualization. It's very easy. Some people do it just the minute they hear the words. Others take a few minutes for that visualization to come in, but it comes in, especially once you've heard the words and you've attuned to them. So you're in quiet awareness and you're in breath awareness. While you are in this breath awareness and maintaining the quiet awareness, now thoughts will come in, my words will certainly come in, but you don't have to do anything. This is kind of an effortless time. You can just kind of release and just allow what's happening to happen. I love the words that Krishnamurti said in response to the question, how do you stay in such beautiful peace of mind? How do you stay in this equanimity? And his very simple explanation is just so beautiful. He said, I don't mind what happens. So we spend an awful lot of time minding what happens. We mind what others are doing. We mind other people's business. We mind the lack of courtesy or the extra courtesy. We attend very much to what people are doing, and we often can get pulled into a place of assigning that a goodness or a badness, or that's not right, or that's not the way I do it. That's very distracting, and it occupies a lot of our mind. For this exercise, because we're visiting goals, what I'm going to ask you to do is to not mind what happens, not mind what's being said, just allow that we're working on something called mind goal, that we're working on defining and establishing our goals. But we're also going in to the Dig Deeper News team. We're allowing them to take us inside into a deeper exploration of our goals, maybe a new perspective on our goals. Maybe not. Maybe they're perfectly defined. So there's no expectation here. We're simply going inside. And now what I'd like you to do is pick up on your breathing and simply listen to the sound of my voice. And if you choose to, just kind of follow the guided imagery that I'm going to offer you. Actually, we're going to be doing this together. It'll be some of yours and some of mine. Now, you wrote down a goal having to do with health and fitness, or you have a goal in mind having to do with health and fitness. What I'd like you to do now is to put a timeline to that and decide when you would like to achieve this goal. And, you know, be as... I mentioned William James early in the program, and I have a quote from him that I really liked, and it goes, I'm paraphrasing it most probably, but it said, to change one's life, start immediately, do it flamboyantly, no exceptions. So we're talking about a goal of health and fitness. Start immediately, do it flamboyantly. Don't make it a timid goal. Don't be afraid to say, I want to go from 90-pound weakling to 170-pound muscular person, or I want to go from a 300-pound person to a 230-pound muscular person that I feel really good about. So to change your life, start immediately. And what we're going to do in this quiet awareness, in this breath awareness, go back to that. You're staying in that, right? Stay in that quiet awareness. Just return to it. What I'd like you to do now, either close your eyes or leave them open. It's up to you, whatever works for you. You've established a timeline for that goal, your health and fitness goal, when you wanted to achieve a certain goal, either to be doing something or achieve something or have something in the area of fitness. And we established a timeline when you'd like to achieve that. Now what I'd like you to do is come with me, and we're going to move kind of fast. We're going to move along that timeline, and we're going to go to that achievement. We're going to have achieved that. I want you to visualize yourself having achieved that health and fitness goal. You've achieved it. You're there. It's real now. You're in that moment in time. We're ahead of time. We've moved ahead. Let me say 6 months, but you may have a different timeline. 6 months, 6 weeks, 6 years, whatever is your timeline, move to that attainment of the goal. This is a goal achievement strategy that we're talking about. You've achieved that goal. See yourself having achieved that health and fitness goal. Maybe it was to quit smoking. Maybe it was to lose weight, to gain weight, to walk so many miles, to do yoga so many times, to do something that had to do with health and fitness, and that was your goal. You defined it. And now we've taken some quiet awareness, some breath awareness, cut down some distractions, and we have whooshed to that time where you've achieved it. And now what I want you to do is to come to that place. The fruit of this work, there's a beautiful quote in some scripture that I like. It's in the New Testament of the Christian Bible. It's Galatians 5:22 for you Bible scholars. It's called the fruit of the Spirit, and you're already ahead of me, right? The fruit of the Spirit is love. Now, if you don't love what you've achieved, you re-examine your goal and re-rate it and talk about its importance to you, okay? Because the love we're talking about, the fruit of the Spirit, is certainly a deeper love or a unique love, I would be better said, a unique love that just fills your heart. This is a fruit of the Spirit. There's a love in achieving. We love to achieve our goals. We love to attain. We love to climb that mountain. There's a beautiful feeling to that, of accomplishment. And that's a feeling of love for ourselves. And that's an okay thing. That's okay. It's okay. We can love ourselves. It's good. Because to the extent that we can love ourselves, we can share that love with others and let it be bubbling over. So one of my favorite teachers said, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, that starts with yourself. So you've achieved this goal. Love yourself for achieving it. Congratulate yourself and enjoy some more fruit of the Spirit. The joy. Enjoy. The fruit of the Spirit. As I'm going to read through the eight of them, as we have eight pieces of pie, actually there's nine, but the ninth is really after the achievement of the eight. There's love, so love the fact that you've achieved your goal. Enjoy achieving it. Just bask there. Do what you're doing, what you would be doing once you own this goal, once you have achieved it. You now have achieved that self body. You now have achieved that new job. You now have achieved something having to do with health and fitness. I mean, to stay with it, I don't mean the job. Let's move that to another category. Right now we're talking about health and fitness. You've given up smoking. You've changed your diet. You're doing yoga 6 times a week. You're walking a mile and a half to 3 miles every night. You get up and do an energization exercise every morning. You're now a vegan who eats mostly raw food. I've just described my wife, by the way, who does all of those things, who is a health and fitness enthusiast. I don't want to say not. That has a bad connotation. She's a health and fitness enthusiast in the lockdown ward of enthusiasts who is very committed and very disciplined, who helps me to stay young and healthy and other good things. Enjoy that image of that goal of health and fitness. And now, and this is really, this keeps going more and more to the core of what we're talking about with Mind Goal. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes with that. Love and joy and peace, those are the first fruits of the Spirit. Those are the most powerful. Those kind of set the stage for everything coming. Love first, joy second, peace third. When we set a goal, we set that goal based on what we believe will bring us joy, which will bring us happiness, contentment, a fulfillment in life. And one of the basic tenets of Mind Goal is that it is critically important to do this inner work, to go into the visualization, to see how we feel having achieved that goal. And this is only one piece. We've just put on our socks here, okay? We're just beginning to clothe this whole goal achievement strategy. But what we're doing is really trying to get a look at it so that we don't arrive at that place like William James, who his friend thought simply just went through the motions of very careful work without an aptitude for it. That, and this has happened in so many lives, that we set out to achieve a goal, and we set that goal out, and we look at success, and we say, if I get here, if I arrive at this place where I buy my new red Z3, where I buy the new home, where I get the relationship that I want, that I achieve the health that I want, that I've established a mission, that I'm part of my community, that I have the beautiful home. And as I said earlier in the program, we can arrive at all those places and having achieved all those goals, if you will, and still feel something missing. So my goal is about going to the very core of us, to the spirit of us, to the very center of us, to the higher self that really defines those goals. And by going in and out, by doing the groundwork and going deeper and deeper inside, are you still doing the breathing? Are you still staying with your breath and just listening to the words, staying in that quiet awareness? You can affirm what I'm saying or negate what I'm saying, but keep coming back. Keep coming back to just enjoying the visual imagery, enjoying the imagery of having achieved that health and fitness. See yourself running along the mountain path. See yourself walking along the ocean. See yourself lifting weights, enjoying yoga, whatever it is in the health and fitness, breathing air, tar and nicotine free, deeply into your lungs and feeling that healthy, healthy oxygen nourish and rebuild all your vital organs and your clarity of thought. Because what we're really going deeply into is clarity, absolute clarity about who you are in this world and what goals really are important to you. And so we started by visiting health and fitness. We visualized it. We see ourselves in that place of having achieved that goal. And then what I want you to do is we return to that, to the written goal, and going back to that goal that we have in mind, the specifics of that goal that we've now achieved. We've gone out on a timeline into future time. We've achieved that. We've seen ourselves there. Now, come back, please, to that quiet awareness and that breath awareness. And now what I would like you to do is to just allow your breathing and to notice, become aware, to follow when you are inhaling and when you are exhaling. Just keep your mind on that. Just notice the inhale. Notice the exhale. Enjoy the relaxation. Enjoy the residual feelings of love and joy and peace that you picked up as you visualize your goal, as it became more and more real to you, as you saw yourself active in that goal. Just enjoy those really good feelings. And as you stay with your breathing and enjoy those feelings, what I would like you to do now is to, now this may happen today, but more often it takes a lot of practice and a lot of time. What I would like you to do is to just become aware of the very core of your being, the very center of your being, the heart of your being, whether you, in more of a Western tradition, would see that as your heart, the center of your being in your heart, that you go to heart awareness. Or if you're more oriental, that you may see that center at your navel or just below your navel in some Zen traditions. What I want you to do is to begin to listen. There won't be any words, but I want you to listen intently as you follow your breathing. Quiet awareness is overlaid with breath awareness. And you're listening to internet radio, you're listening to BBS radio, the Mind Goal Hour. You're very aware of that. And you may have noticed, if you stayed with this, that I began to come at different topics, different directions, not to purposely confuse you, but to ask you to just to let go, to just return to the simplicity of the breathing, so that we can now go from quiet awareness to breath awareness and move deeper into that heart awareness, the very core awareness. Now, this core awareness is the seed of kindness and compassion and wisdom. It's from the very symbol of love is the heart, right? Just think of a heart. And just, if you close your eyes now, just see that symbol of the heart and follow your breath down to your heart as you exhale and just feel it go down to your very core of your being. As you inhale, there's a wisdom whisper that comes from the heart. And the heart has heard you. The heart has seen you write the goals, is a conscious of your goals. By the way, if you think it's too cosmic or too mystical to be speaking of the heart, recent studies, I guess they've been going on for some time now, more and more confirm the fact that our heart and other organs, but we're talking about the heart right now, that the heart is composed of a good percentage, depending on who you read, I've heard as high as 40%, of neural cells. That the cell makeup of our heart has the same cellular makeup in great part, up to 40%, depending on who you read, of brain cells, neural cells, that are thinking, that the way the brain works, and I am not a neurologist, nor do I pretend to be, nor do I play one on radio, that from what I have read, that the heart has up to 40% of neural cells. And when we think of the heart, when we think of people who are kind and compassionate and loving, we don't say they have a good brain. We say they have a good, everyone, thank you, heart. And so what we're doing is tapping our inner kindness and compassion. And you will find, and I will say this unequivocally, you will find as you do these mind goal achievement strategies, as you balance the inner and the outer, that you come to agree that the critical first step is the inner work. The critical first step is to really get to the heart of our goals. You will find that you begin to tap this fruit of the spirit, as I'd like to call it. You will begin to tap an inner love, a love with a dimension that you may not have known since you were a child. That you may find a joy with a dimension to it that is truly primary to who you are. And this is, we're now not even skirting. We are in the downtown streets of what Abraham Maslow calls self-actualization, what the spiritual masters call self-realization or enlightenment, that this enlightened view of life can bring a light, just such a critical word, can bring a light to our life that can shine upon something as simple as our health and fitness goal. When that light shines upon it, when you hear that wisdom whisper from the heart, when that direct link from the heart to the mind goal is made, it can be a thunderbolt. It can be as startling as a clash of thunder and lightning, a bolt of lightning that just amazes you. It's a startling wisdom. Wait a minute. I have just tapped my primary identity. I have been living with a secondary identity that was molded socially, that I was taught to think, that I was taught to focus on right and wrong. And instead, I have just tapped something within me through this mind goal, this simple process of looking at my goals and then going inside to my very heart of my being. That changes everything. It changes nothing, and yet it changes everything. And each visit, as we go around the eight pieces of pie, which we're obviously not going to get to today, but as we visit our health and fitness goals, and we complement that with, I've pretty much given you all the pieces now, the format that I use, I teach a meditation class, use whatever words you want to it. It works, it's known in every spiritual tradition, and it's known in traditions that are non-spiritual, that don't use theistic language. It's a language all of its own, but it can be seen in scripture and in writings, spiritual writings, or in philosophical writings, certainly in psychological writings. But it does not need, although I like it and I find it very sweet to give it a spiritual paradigm, to put it on a spiritual model, and to speak of a mystic heart meditation. It does not necessarily need those words. It is very much an individual process, if you will, or a journey. It's a process up to a point, and then it moves into places that there are no words to describe. It's no longer a process. It's more of a presentation to you, something that comes to you that, I will easily say, beyond thinking. It's beyond the rational. If you will, it's a recovery of an intuitive knowledge. I used to teach a class that I called an EPIC. We took an EPIC journey. The EPIC was an acronym for an experience of pure intuitive consciousness. Once you take this EPIC journey, once that experience of pure intuitive consciousness shines a light on your life, you'll never be the same, yet there will be something within you that knows that you always knew this, and you'll be exactly the same, but you won't be the same. And I won't ping pong that any longer, but what I want to suggest to you is that each time that you take out this mind goal strategy, and by the way, the pie that I speak of and the eight pieces of pie, you can find this and print it out if you're somewhat computer savvy. And if you're listening to internet radio, I trust that you are. You can go to my website. It's mindgoal.com. If you have a goal in mind, MINDGOAL. If you go to mindgoal.com and go to the on the menu bar, or you can, hopefully you'll read through the whole menu. There's a point on the meditation teachings. And there's a link, and I think even on one of the Mind Goal radio show, there's a link to those to a file that has a PDF file. It's a portable document format. It's a file, and all you need is an Adobe Reader on your computer. And don't worry, if you're on internet radio, you've got a computer that has this RE in it. And you can print this form out. It's called Primary Inner Exploration, and it will have the eight pieces of pie. And you can continue what we're doing today, take you to other pieces of pie. Today we pretty much stayed with health and fitness, and most probably are not going to move from that today because I see my time closing down in the next few minutes. I want to return to this quiet awareness, breath awareness, and heart awareness. Now, I love acronyms, and so here's another one for this little meditation, this inner journey, or this guided imagery, however you want to think of it. And the word that I like to use, and it's easy to remember. If you've saved yourself a few times, it'll be in there like a song that comes into your mind in those days that you just can't put off your mind. I'm going to do that to you today. The word is Q-Baha. Now that's Q, the letter Q. It's also the Q to take a deep breath and go into the inner exploration. So it's Q-Baha. The Ba, the B-A, is breath awareness. Baha is heart awareness. So it's Q, and I like to write it this way, Q apostrophe. If you want to write it down, it's Q, B-A-H-A, Q-Baha. And if you want to use it as a mantra, the Q is great on an inhale. Just Q, as you inhale, just silently say the letter, Q, double entendre. It's the Q to begin your inner exploration. It's the Q for quiet awareness. So it's a Q. And then, to maintain the quiet awareness, we go to the Ba. On the exhale, Ba-Ha. So it's Q on the inhale, and Ba-Ha on the exhale. Q, Ba. And the Ba-Ha, the Ah, is a nice relaxation. So it's a nice relaxation technique. You can use it anytime. You can do it eyes open or eyes closed. It's the word that we use in a format that I teach called Mystic Heart Meditation, which is a critical part of Mind Goal, Goal Achievement Strategies. If you have other meditation formats that you use, if you have other means, other yoga that you use, other relaxation techniques or visualizations, that's great. Use those. And all I ask you to do, if you're to be true to Mind Goal, Goal Achievement Strategies, that you begin with the groundwork, revisit your written goals. If you didn't write them today, I suggest that you do, as we say, just with health and fitness. Revisit your health and fitness goals. Write them down and be flamboyant. Write down everything you can think of. Keeping your toenails clean. Everything you can think of. Everything that comes to mind. Getting your haircut. Your health and fitness goals. Now, health and fitness can even spill over into how you dress and getting down to a 36 waist or a 34 waist or a 32 waist or a 24 waist. It just write down, write and write and write and write and write as many things you can think of in your health and fitness goals. And then a little format that works for a lot of people, I think is a nice, simple, easy one, is to ABC those. By that I mean A, the most important, B, the second, and C, the third. And you'll probably cross off all the C's because you want to be working on your top goals. And you'll see in the pie there are priority missions or other things that will complement that and strengthen that. So today what we did was to establish a health and fitness goal. We learned a motto that's it. Keep your mind on the goal and let your heart take care of the details. We have a mantra, those who choose to use it, called Q-Baha. We've written our goals, and now we've gone to the Q-Baha exercise, the meditation practice. Q is on the inhale, and the Baha is on the relaxed exhale. And what we are doing with this is planting a seed, if you will, and stay with that metaphor, a seed that will grow a tree and yield fruit. And I said I would return to the fruit of the Spirit. And I just want to mention those to you. Love, joy, peace, patience. This patience is a wonderful side effect, side benefit of a meditation practice, of a goal achievement strategy. If you spend time with this each day, and I recommend that you spend, you know, 10, 20, 30 minutes each day going back to your goals, your written goals, and spending a few minutes in the Kubaha or whatever quiet meditative practice you would have, you will find that a patience and a tolerance, if you will, I think it's called long-suffering in some scripture, that a patience, you will find yourself more patient. You'll find that patience comes and gets you that. An example that I like to use is that people who have certain mannerisms or idiosyncrasies or habits or manners that can just cause you to clench your teeth, what you begin to find is that those don't bother you nearly as much anymore. You're on your goal achievement strategies. You're moving in the direction of your health, your happiness, your contentment, which will, by the way, allow you to better serve everyone around you by focusing on your own health and happiness and contentment and moving in the direction of your dreams and your true goals. And what mind goal achievement strategies are about is really getting in touch with your structural integrity, your true goals, what you're really about in your heart of hearts, and what you really, really want. So I've gotten through four of the fruit of the Spirit. I only got through one piece of pie today. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, heart awareness. When we think of kindness, we think of people with a good heart. So this heart awareness, this Kubaha, will bring you and put you more and more in touch with that kindness that you already are. We are not changing you, yet we are changing you. There's a paradox here. These exercises will change you. I don't do anything other than spout a lot of words. But your practice of these will cause you to make changes in your life that can be subtle, that can be profound and powerful. And out of those, as I said, there's a light that will shine, and this can only be known experientially, a light that will shine, and I'm going to zip through now because I'm coming on the close of time here. I'm going to zip through the fruit of the Spirit. A light will shine from your primary inner exploration that will enhance each of these things in your life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And the last one that I think is that it gives a totally new meaning, because once the eight fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness are on the tree, the last one is self-control. And that self-control can mean as something like being disciplined enough to do mind goal achievement strategies every day. Thanks so much for tuning in. I love doing this show. I'll see you next time.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.